On the stupid scale from 1 to 10, this one definitely rates an 11. Some nuclear yahoos at Ontario Hydro and Atomic Energy Canada Limited have come up with a mind-numbingly dumb plan. They want to take weapons-grade plutonium and turn it into fuel for Canada's nuclear reactors. See, when the United States and the former Soviet Union stopped threatening to nuke each other, they were left with this huge arsenal of nuclear bombs. So they've been slowly taking them apart, only to be left with two big piles of the deadliest substance known to man, weapons-grade plutonium. Now, the Americans and the Russians may have decided to make peace, but there's a whole generation of nuclear nuts out there. They just love to get their hands on the stuff so they could have their turn at threatening the world. So the problem becomes how to prevent this stuff from getting into the wrong hands for the next several thousand years. Enter us Canadians. We've cooked up this plan to mix the plutonium with uranium and use it for fuel in our nuclear reactors. Now, the first hurdle is getting the stuff up here. So the U.S. Department of Energy proposed three different truck routes. Michigan has already said no, so now the DOE has to decide on one of the two remaining routes. What's really funny about this whole fiasco is that the communities that are simply going to get to wave at this stuff as it motors on by are more concerned than the Canadians who are going to end up babysitting it forever. Even once this mixed fuel has been spent in the reactor, it will be more radioactive than regular nuclear waste. Now here's the really stupid part. If this plant actually gets off the ground, Russia and the U.S. have enough plutonium to keep Canadian reactors going for 20 years or more. Talk about a growth economy. We're going to build a whole new industry around weapons-grade plutonium, and we get to keep the leftovers. That's right. Canada may soon become a global nuclear waste dump. What a deal. We get the waste, the terrorist threat, and the possible environmental impact for thousands of years. And the two countries that made the mess in the first place get off scot-free. But hey, isn't that what good neighbors are for?